Today we're going to do a belly breath for anxiety with a psoas release. Hello and welcome back to our breathing exercise series. We're continuing on with our belly breath series and developing it slowly over time, week by week, with your breathing buddies. You've been practicing for 10 minutes every day, so really getting to know that belly breath now. And we're going to slowly add on, just adding little components every week. So I'm really proud of you for practicing with your breathing buddy every day for the last week. And we're going to add on this week. If you don't have a breathing buddy already, then grab a friend, ask them to do this with you. If you're a part of our membership community, we've got a forum set up and everybody's practicing together, and there's some great discussion going on there. Also, I've got a link to a video in the show notes for our members of a myofascial release video that I'm going to recommend that they do before these breathing practices. And I think that's it. These are great breath practices. The belly breathing are great to relieve anxiety, improve digestion, lower cortisol, lower blood pressure. Just really great all around for so many things. That's why we're starting the belly breathing. If you didn't do last week's, it's good to go back and start because we're slowly developing them over time. So today we're going to start with a psoas release. It's a good idea to use a blanket and a mat so you've got some padding underneath your knees. So you're going to come up and kneel here, and you're going to walk your left leg through. Come forward so that your hips are pointing forward and your hip bones are even front to back and also top to bottom. And then you want to feel some opening here in the front of your right hip. You're going to take your arms behind you and just rotate open on that right arm. So you get a really nice opening through your right psoas here. We'll just take a few breaths here. Then we're going to come back to the center. You're going to take a step forward with your right foot. And again, even off your hips so that they're square to the front of your mat and square to the floor. Feel that opening at the front of the hip. Again, take the hands behind the head. And then you're just going to rotate open till you feel a lengthening all the way along the psoas here. And breathe. And then you're going to come back to the center, and we will come and lie on our backs and begin the belly breathing. So lie on your back, knees bent, feet flat on the floor to create some slack in the psoas. Legs wide, knees together, falling together, hands on your lower belly. Just letting your lower belly be soft, breathing in and out through your nose. You're breathing into your lower belly about 3 finger widths below your navel, 2 finger widths behind that is the space that we're focusing on. Letting your lower belly be soft. Allowing the space of the lower belly to expand as you breathe in. And feel the abdominal wall drop back as you breathe out. And just notice how it is to do this belly breathing after that psoas release. Is it different in any way? There's no right or wrong or better, best. Just whatever you're experiencing today. When your mind gets busy and you start thinking, just let all those thoughts fall into your lower belly. Just notice how your breath is changing over time. Maybe it's slowing down, maybe it's softening, maybe you're trying to control it more. There's no right or wrong, there's no where to best. Just the fact that you're doing it is really good. The fact that you're here and practicing is all that matters. Just keep taking that next breath in, letting the next breath out. There's no right or wrong, there's no better best. Notice what's happening in your body. Notice what's happening with your energy. And let go of all technique. Just reflect on your experience. Notice how you're feeling now physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically, spiritually. And then you can bend your knees and roll to your side. And so I know you guys like when I share with you my journey and my experience, and I want to hear about your experience too. So what stood out to me about that one is that it's often said that the breath is very transparent and it's very revealing, and what it revealed to me that time was that there's a part of me that was on high alert and I could feel it really in the back of my neck. So that was interesting. There's nothing that I need to do about that. It was just revealing for me that time. So let me know what that practice revealed for you. And give yourself a thumbs up for doing this breath practice. Practices like this are really known to give you more patience. So if you're feeling more patient at the end of this, like even though I noticed that there was a part of me that felt like was on high alert, I could have patience for that part of myself. So you can put, "I feel more patient" in the comments. and continue to practice this until next week with your breathing buddy. And I will see you next week for another installment. Namaste.